In Uganda, 40% of the people have to walk 30 minutes or more for clean water. Two-thirds of the world's population could face water shortages by 2025. Do something today. Your gift could help install a Jesus well, providing water for an entire village for 25 years. Gospel for Asia has installed 30,000 of these wells, and they need your help to give life to thirsty people. Join Truth Network in supporting this cause. Go to truthnetwork.com or call 855-573-7351. Let's bring the living water to the world. This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. In the studio with me today, not a phone call, but in studio, it's an honor, it's a privilege to have the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson. Mark, welcome to the Q&A show with Koloff.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. This is fun for me because I know from prior conversations that you grew up a pretty avid wrestling fan. But before we get to that, for our listeners out there, give a little quick insight on Mark Robinson. You're from Greensboro and yep. grew up there and your family. Tell us.
Yeah, born and raised in Greensboro, number 9 of 10 children. Graduated from Grimsley High School. Been married for about 33 years. Have two adult children, two grandchildren. Spent some time in the United States military. Spent a lot of time in furniture manufacturing. Gave a speech in Greensboro, went viral, and then ended up Lieutenant Governor.
which I know from prior conversations, it wasn't necessarily, you were like, people ask me all the time, did you grow up dreaming of being a wrestler? I'm like, no, I sure did not. You know, Football was my deal, right?
Is that right?
Weightlifting, bodybuilding, and football. That was where my passion laid.
Wow.
But then a door of opportunity opened up for wrestling. You know,
right.
Jim Crockett Promotions, Jim Crockett Jr.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 5-minute phone call with him. And Next thing you know, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and stepping into a ring, debuting in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Dorton Arena. Without any wrestling experience, no amateur background, no professional training, the night I went into the ring and debuted. I don't know if you even knew any of that story, but none. So I get it. You didn't grow up dreaming of being in politics, but a door of opportunity opened up.
Sure did.
You are, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. And so Greensboro, certainly a lot of rich history there with wrestling. Granddaddy of them all, Starrcade, right?
Yeah.
And you mentioned me too. I don't know if you said you're one of 10 children, right?
Yes. Yep.
So one of 10 children.
Yes. Yep.
And congratulations on 33 years of marriage, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And thank you for serving our great nation.
Thank you.
As well. Sir. I always appreciate those who spent time in the service, all the different branches. My dad was in the 82nd Airborne.
All-American. That's all right.
Yeah, 82nd Airborne. And I'll tell you this story real quick. Before he passed away, he lived to be 92.
Wow.
And I went up on his last Father's Day, and I followed online somewhere or something like, questions to ask your dad on Father's Day or something. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
So I had the journal and 10 questions all lined out and began to ask him these questions. I was writing them down. He was answering them. And I had no clue. He had never opened up about this. But he told me how he liberated a concentration camp in Germany.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, Mark, vivid details like he was there.
Wow.
I mean, from the name of the camp to the town to the, And I told my sister later, who I was staying with while I was there in Minnesota, she's like, how'd you get him to talk about that? I go, I just asked,
Yeah.
But Anyway, so I just appreciate those who serve in our military and have given us the freedom we have today.
That's right. So. That's one of the things that I always think about when I see men from that generation. I think about that served in World War II and other wars. I think about the scars, the internal scars that they carry and memories they carry. And they did that for us. You know, they did, and they really did for the world. And we owe those folks an extreme amount of gratitude.
We do. We owe them. I mean, many of them laid down their life for our freedom.
And that's right.
And so growing up in Greensboro and a big family like you did, raising two children of your own, now two grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked before, and you actually shared a story on the Man Up show. You were, of course, a guest on the Man Up show as well, about one of your very personal encounters at a wrestling match there at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have lots of stories. Do you have a favorite match or two from those days? Like, it doesn't have to be yours truly, but do you have a favorite match or two from your wrestling days growing up?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
You know, honestly, growing up, when I was a little kid and I was in the Coliseum, the matches didn't matter as much as the fun did.
Okay.
But I think the most memorable wrestling match that I've ever been to was somewhat of a surprise. I was in the Coliseum with one of my best friends, and we were huge fans of the Road Warriors.
Adam and Hawk.
That's right.
And
all of a sudden, that music started, and they came out, and they wrestled – I think the Wild Samoans, maybe. I think that's who they wrestled. And they went all over the Coliseum. They were fighting literally right in front of us. And that's one of my most vivid memories is of that match. And then, of course, some of the other big attractions that we saw, matches between yourself and Ivan and the Rock and Roll Express.
That's still
one of my most enduring memories. The first time I saw the Rock and Roll Express beat the Russians was on television. And I can remember us jumping up and down. We were so excited. You know?
Yeah, they defeated those dirty Russians.
Yeah, it was great. But those times were much different. I guess a lot of kids now would say they're going to have those same memories from what they watch now. But it was a lot more innocent back then, I think.
Yeah, it was a very protected business. For some know the more of the story, but it was a very protected business. And by that meaning, it was hard to crack into the business. In fact, you mentioned the Road Warriors. You know, it was the Road Warrior Animals, the whole reason I got into professional wrestling.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know if you know that story. I'll give you a quick backstory on that. I actually recruited Joe, was his real name, Joe Laurinaitis. I actually recruited Joe out of Irondale High School in New Brighton, Minnesota, to play college football with me. He was a standout, high school standout. Mm-hmm. I was part of the recruiting team for our college, and I saw him highlighted in the newspaper. I found, you know, back in those days, you could pick up a phone book and find somebody's phone number.
Yep.
And I just called his house, talked to his parents, invited him to tour the campus. They came. I gave him the personal escort around campus.
Wow.
Took him to the basketball. You know, we always took him to a basketball game. Gave him dinner. Took him to a basketball game that night. Actually, the coach there, believe it or not, I don't even remember the name, Flip Saunders. You know that name at all?
I do know that name.
You know that name?
Flip Saunders. I sure do.
Flip Saunders. Animal and I and Flip used to shoot horse and pig all day long in the gym. That was Flip's first coaching job out of college. Was a junior college in Golden Valley, Minnesota.
Wow.
And, man, he brought the Golden Gopher hype and atmosphere to that little junior college.
Hey.
And, of course, he went on to have a legendary career in coaching and all that.
Yes.
Flip Saunders, Road Warrior Animal, and the Russian Knight were all playing horse and pig in the gym there in Golden Valley.
Wow.
And so, anyway, so Joe drops out, and next thing I know, he gets into professional wrestling. I went on to finish my college career and graduate and was training for a pro football tryout. he calls me up one day and says, hey, there's this promoter. They're looking for a big guy who would shave his head and become a Russian. I told him I know just the guy. And so he gave me Jim Crockett's phone number. I call Crockett. I show up the day Crockett says to be there. And the rest is history. Wow. That's how I broke into wrestling.
Wow.
Road Warrior Animal.
Wow, that's a great story.
Well,
that's
you had a couple. Story. You picked out a couple good ones there, yeah. Animal and Hawk. That's
yep.
for sure. And
yep.
so,
yep. Sure missed those days.
Well, and you recently took your son and your nephew, right, to a WWE event.
We did. And they got to meet a lot of their childhood heroes.
Okay.
They met Randy Orton and a few others, and they were super excited. The look on their faces was worth it to go to the event. And I had a great time as well because I got a backstage look at what it takes to put on that production now.
So, yeah,
exactly what it is, a production.
It is a production, and it's a big-time production. Yep. I mean, I think back to the days when we were in armories and high school
yep.
gyms.
Yep.
You may not know this, but I'll tell you this. So I come down in 1984. I break mm-hmm. into the business. There were no big fat contracts. There were no flashing pyrotech and flashing lights. And it was you and your opponent in the ring. Mm-hmm. And there might be 50 people in the seats, mm-hmm. right? We were paid based on attendance to the matches.
Yep. Yeah.
And our guarantee, Mark, was $50.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
That was our guarantee. We knew we were going to at least make $50. And out of that came our gas money, our food, and whatever other expenses we had.
Wow.
So compare that to the multiple millions of dollars guys are making today.
That's right. That's right.
It's like the Q&A show, and this is where we flip it around and give you. I'd love. We're just going to have to bring you back some time on and talk on the Man Up Show and the Q&A, but mm-hmm. Let's give you the opportunity to ask me some questions, and it can be anything. This is organic. I don't have no clue what you're going to ask, but fire away with your first question.
All right, very first question right off the bat. When did you get saved, and how did that happen?
So it's interesting. So everyone knows by now, at least I hope they do. Actually, I still meet people who really think I'm from Russia, Mark.
Oh, like, I'm sure.
I'm like, go on the internet, read my story. Go buy Nikita, Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go buy my book and get the whole story, right?
Right.
Anyway, so I didn't grow up in Russia. I grew up in Minnesota. And I didn't really grow up in church. That's not to say we never mm-hmm. went. I like mm-hmm. to say we were CEOs. We were Christmas and Easter only.
We were
CEOs. So we didn't grow up in church. I was raised, and you may not know some of this part of my story, but so I was born in Minneapolis. I was raised in what was officially called the Minneapolis Housing Authority, what we affectionately call the projects or the ghettos
there
of Minneapolis. Okay.
Yep.
That's where my humble beginnings, life began.
Wow.
I was the youngest of four. My dad left when I was three. So I was raised by a single mom, mm-hmm. no money. He didn't support it financially. So then we defaulted to a product of welfare. So I like to say I was this poor little white boy in the ghetto with no money and no daddy. That was my beginnings.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So we didn't grow up in church, but my mom eventually got us out into the suburbs, a suburb called Robbinsdale. Still didn't really go to church. But that's not to say, looking back, that I ever doubted that there was a God of the universe, right?
A
creator of all things. But I just had no interest in him. And so really it wasn't until after I left wrestling, so I left under my own terms in 1992 at the age of 33, and I was on this path of what life held next for Nikita Koloff. And recently, Lord gave me a kind of a word picture of have you ever put a puzzle together, Mark, and like the last piece is missing? Yep. You ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I think a lot of people have, right? And you're like, dang, where's the last piece, you know? Well, that was kind of an illustration of my life. There was a piece missing. It was like I had this completed picture, success in wrestling, world champion, but something was still missing. Mm-hmm. couldn't figure out what the last piece was. And then I met a Christian couple through other business ventures who invited me to the church, called them up one day, and I said, I'll be there. And showed up on the 17th of October, 1993. And it was at that service that I had really kind of an aha moment. The aha moment was an invitation was given to surrender my life. Is there anyone here who's never surrendered their heart and life to Jesus? Wow. And it was an aha moment. I'm like, well, I've never done that. Right. And so I was the first one to the altar, got on my knees, surrendered my life to Jesus that day. And I can tell you, life has never been the same since. And that's how that happened.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. That's great.
So fantastic. Thankful.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Well, I guess my next question would probably be I might be a little bit more difficult. I know it's going to be more difficult.
Okay.
So who is your favorite person to wrestle?
Whoa, that is a difficult question. You're trying to get me to narrow that down. Because, you know, again, I had so many memorable matches. I mean,
was there a person when you were wrestling, you say, yeah, I like wrestling them, yeah.
Well, I do have to say, so one of the most talked about of matches of my career really wasn't a match. It was a series of matches.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best of seven series against a guy named Magnum T.A.
Oh, yeah.
Or as I used to call him in the day, Mega T.A., you go down to Nikita.
Yeah.
Right, does that bring back memories?
Oh, you better believe, man.
And man, so many people talk about that series of matches and the chemistry we had. Now, you want to talk about believability, right?
Yes.
And he and I agreed. Some people say you guys were stiff. We like to prefer to say we work snug, right? But I have had fans since then, like at autograph signings and Comic Cons and all these things, say, they go back in those days, they go, we walk out of the arena and go, I don't know about all those other matches, but that match against Nikita and Magnum was real, man. Yeah. That was a real match.
Those guys don't like each other.
Those guys don't like each other. And I have to, I guess, say that that's certainly some of the fondest matches. And guy that I worked with was Magnum. But the list could be so long. I mean, Ric Flair, the Road Warriors, Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll Express, Rick Rude, Luger, Lex, Sting.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I almost every match I had was a decent match, but that would be a highlight.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's funny you say that because, like I said, that was to me that was your best matches was against him. It was so tragic what happened with him.
It was, but we became the best of friends after that. And of course he loves the Lord.
Absolutely.
And he gives the Lord all the credit for his recovery. And you know, recently we did it's called Road Stories. He and I did a Road Stories where we shared some of our life stories with the audience, and then they got opportunities to ask us questions. And he said not one time during that whole injury did he ever, you know, ask God to heal him. Mm-hmm. Instead, he said, I asked God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live my life going forward?
Right.
And I'm just thankful that to still be alive.
That's right.
And I want to dedicate the rest of my life back to you.
Wow,
so
that's great.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So
that's great.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
All right. So I guess how many more questions do I have?
We got time for a couple more.
All right. So I guess my next question would be, when you left wrestling,
okay,
and you know, like they say, the crowd was no longer cheering. Mm-hmm. Did you find that difficult to deal with?
I don't think I've ever been asked that before that I can recall, and that's a great question because it seems like that is something many athletes struggle with, whether it's professional wrestling and they're booing you or cheering you, or playing football, baseball, hockey, whatever. In my view, Mark, when athletes get to that level, that's their biggest struggle of when do I walk away?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a kid, one of my pet peeves was the athletes who hung around too long. right? And I'm like, man, why can't these guys retire on top? Why do they got to go to two or three other teams and then just, you know, kind of fizzle into the sunset as opposed to sail off into the sunset? So I said, when I make it, I said this as a kid, when I make it one day, I'm going to leave on top. I'm going to leave as a champion. So when I broke in, I didn't know it would be wrestling, but when I broke in, Don Kernodle and Ivan Koloff and I would have discussions in the car, and I'd say to them, hey, guys, I'm going to be out of this business by the time I'm 35, out of active wrestling. They're like, ah, it'll be in your blood. You'll never leave, you know, kind of thing. I'm like, so all that to say, I was 33 when I left, and looking back, I don't miss the roar of the crowd. I miss the camaraderie in the dressing rooms, right? I don't necessarily miss the roar of the crowd. So for me, I guess because it was a mindset already in my mind, I'm like, no, I'm not going to be that guy that wrestles so long that they wonder that I'm washed up, right? And I want to leave with the fans wanting more. And so I feel like I accomplished that. And no regrets on when I left. Right. No regrets at all. And because the wrestling ended up becoming a training ground for the ultimate call of my life, which is to be an evangelist and a minister and minister to the world and bring good news. So I'm very grateful and thankful for the career I had, but have never regretted my decision in leaving when I did.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Well, that kind of, that's a good segue into the next question I had. The next question I had is, okay, so now, and I'll preface this by saying this. I found that God has not led me to any place in my life that has not led me to the next stage of my life. And then I've not found useful for the next stage of my life. And now it seems like I've reached a point where I'm in a cultivation of all those things, where all the experiences that I've had have come back into play into what I'm doing now.
Right.
Have you found the same thing in what you're doing?
Yes. And just an illustration you just laid out there, that if we take the time to look back, you know, even through triumph, tragedy, trials, tribulations, all the different things we've walked through, how it can be a catalyst to make us who we are today, but catapult us, I'll say, into what the future holds for us, right? When I look at my, for example, when I look at my wrestling career, what I do in wrestling, I flew on airplanes, I rented cars, I stayed in hotels, I talked on microphones in front of cameras, entertaining you and thousands of others, right?
That's right.
And then I find myself at an altar in 1993, surrendering my life to the Lord. Now, like I didn't dream of growing up and being a professional wrestler, I didn't in a million years ever dream I would be a minister, an evangelist, or in ministry, right? But I found the Lord opened doors for me. And here, fast forward all these 28 plus years later, I've been to all 50 states, 30 different countries. I've preached in over 1,200 churches.
Wow.
I do all these conferences, camps. I've ministered to an audience of one, and the largest audience to date was over 73,000 in the island of Jamaica.
Wow.
Right? Side by side with my peak performance partner, Lex Luger, right,
who
facilitates these man camps with me. And I say all that to say, I look back now, Mark, and what do? Oh, I know. I fly on airplanes, rent cars, I stay in hotels, I talk on microphones in front of cameras.
That's right.
Not to entertain a crowd. That's so right. To your point, yeah, any of us could look back and take those life experiences and see how God in his sovereignty is just preparing us for what he has for us next, right? So what a great question.
That's good stuff.
And I see that in your own life too,
for sure.
As I have followed you and now your career in politics. So That's awesome.
You got time for one more?
Let's do it. Let's one more question. Yes, sir.
All right. In your life, and just in your life in general, what's your most enduring memory?
Whoa, man. There's not enough time for me to ponder that question.
I'll phrase it like this. What's one memory? If you have one memory or a couple that you could choose from, what memory, when you think about it, either takes you back or brings tears to your eyes, a really enduring memory, what would it be?
Mm. Well, from I guess kind of the initial obvious answer for me would be 17 October 1993, when, as my dad used to say, when I grabbed the old rugged cross, that's what he would always say.
Yeah.
You know, that the day he grabbed, he couldn't tell that story without tearing up. And
wow.
And when I think about that story, Mark, there was an elderly man that came to me. His name was Buddy at the end of that service. Mm-hmm. And I want this to be an encouragement to our listeners out there. And he said, I'm not a wrestling fan, not here to get an autograph, but I want to tell you this story. I'm like, okay. And he's like, 5 years ago, I was surfing through the TV channels, and I was wrestling was on. I stopped, and I was watching. I'm like, why am I watching wrestling? I don't even like wrestling. But he said, Nikita, you were on doing an interview.
Wow.
And he said, and the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said these words, Nikita, quote, pray for that man's salvation. I have a call to ministry on his life.
Wow.
And he said, for 5 years, I have faithfully prayed for you every day. And he goes, I wasn't even coming to church today. He goes, I've been real sick. And he looked sick that day. He was ashy white and pale. And he goes, I wasn't coming. I woke up this morning. The Lord was like stirring my heart, prompting me to come. He goes, honestly, I kind of wrestled with God. I'm like, God, I don't feel good. I don't want to go. He goes, but I came. He goes, and I sat in the back row, didn't know you were here until you walked across the front. And immediately I went, that's the guy I've been praying for all these years.
Wow.
And then he teared up, and he said, Nikita, it dawned on me, out of all the churches, all the services, God prompted me and blessed me today to see you surrender your life to Jesus.
And wow.
He didn't even live much longer than that.
Wow.
And so certainly that is one amazing highlight of my life, a memorable moment.
Yeah,
so many others, from the birth of my children to all the travels and or seeing one soul, having the privilege of leading another soul to the foot of the cross, which is a privilege to me.
For sure.
Thank you for those. Thank you for those questions, man. Yep. Those are good.
Great. Thank you.
And thank you for coming in the studio today and spending time here with us.
Yes, sir. I look forward to coming back at some point.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, and hey, pray for this man. He is in the crosshairs there in politics, and as you might know, a deep man of faith himself, bold about his faith, and we just want to keep him in our prayers and him and his family as he navigates the future for himself. So God bless you, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Tune in again for another episode of Q&A with Koloff. God bless you out there in listening land.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Nikita Koloff, and I am here with a huge announcement, like big, big announcement. Man Up Men's Conference, Morningstar Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina, August 25th to the 27th. You're thinking that's a ways away. No, not too soon to sign up. What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham. All-star, NBA All-star Al Wood is speaking. World Wrestling Champion, the Total Package Lex Luger. Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, Delta Force Commander, General, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired. Yours truly, Nikita Koloff, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton. Register today. It is live. MStar Events, mstarevents.com/manup. Go get registered today. You will not want to miss this event.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.